Sean, are you really calling from Guam, Sean?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
What time is it in Guam?
It's 6 o'clock at night.
Alrighty.
Oh.
Tomorrow, though.
Yeah, right? Tomorrow. Yeah. Next day, exactly.
Oh, how's tomorrow?
Yeah, I was just gonna
say. We're talking to the future!
Future, yeah.
All right, dude. What can we do for you in Guam?
Well, I've been dating this girl for like 4 months now, and she's very sexual. And it seems like every time we have sex, it's never really enough for her. And we do it maybe once every day, and then sometimes she wants it twice to three times a day. And it's like I can never fill that void that she has. And I don't know like what it is or something like that. I've been trying to, because I'm a guy, I get tired. I can only go for
it. The first question I was going to ask was, is this kind of over the top what she's asking for? And I think yes. I mean, if once a day isn't enough, something's up.
Do you guys work?
I'm in the military, so I work at least 10 hours a day. And so when I get home, I really, I'm tired and stuff like that. I'm in the hot sun.
What does she do?
She works. She's in retail and stuff. So she doesn't work that often, and she goes to school, but she has most of the day to herself and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds, it sounds like...
Is she a Guam national? Guamese?
Yes.
Okay.
Guamanian, yes.
Guamanian?
Yes.
Yeah. Toss the dice of Guamese, yeah. go ahead, Dr.
Yeah, it's that, it's fine to say, hey, I'm good for once a day or 7 days a week, whatever you're comfortable with, and that discuss some alternative ways of her pleasuring herself or you helping pleasure her without feeling like you have to go beyond what's comfortable. You just talk it over and work out something.
I get worried because it sounds like your self-esteem is being dinged. Like you can't measure up for her need, and
it
her need
matter
is extraordinary.
If a woman asks for 20 times a day, it's still emasculating to a guy to not feel like you can't live up to your woman's needs. It really is. It's like it's something instinctive caveman thing. But all right, it's time to wrap things up, though. I hate to cut you off there. Good luck, Sean. Dr. Pratt, thank you so much for coming in. It really was a pleasure having you here. I can't speak about you. I can't really properly put into words how much your services have meant to me and how much you've helped me. And I really appreciate you coming in tonight. So
thank you, Michael. You're a great guy. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
All the best to you.